This is the first road Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show of the 2024 season. We're coming to you from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. Eric Bach joined by Gavin Dugas. Returning Fred Nat made a short appearance in Fredericksburg last year after the draft and starting here in 2024. Gav, good opening weekend for you. Good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate you having me.
You got a taste of what professional baseball was like after the draft last year. What are you going to take from that experience and apply for the beginning of the season here?
Obviously, it was pretty short due to an injury, but at the end of the day, I learned it's a long season. So I'm a nitpicker when it comes to learning things, so I'm going to have to figure out how to kind of make it more of a shorter day for myself because of the work that I want to put in to get better every day. But at the end of the day, I realize that I'm around a good coaching staff, a good group of guys, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the year.
It's pretty obvious spending any time around you that you're just one of those grinder guys that loves being at the ballpark, loves working on your game. Where do you think that comes from?
Honestly, I think it's more of a earning respect thing, just a respect for the game. And at the end of the day, I'm not blessed with a lot of talent. I'm blessed with a lot of hard work and ability to want to get better. So I try to take advantage of that as much as I can.
Obviously, probably the highlight of your baseball career was last summer in Omaha with the LSU Tigers. And that's a lot of pomp and circumstance, and everywhere the Tigers went, it was a big party, it felt like. Now it's a little different here in the minors. What has that adjustment been like from the highest level of college baseball to getting your feet wet here in full season ball?
Absolutely. No, I mean, being a part of LSU was always a dream come true of mine, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be there for 5 years and compete at the highest level in college baseball, and I'm really fortunate to gain all that knowledge and that experience and just transferring it over to minor league ball, and I'm looking forward to the new challenges that every day brings, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
Tell me about this specific group in Fredericksburg that you're starting off with. Seems like a lot of veteran guys, a lot of like-minded guys. That's my perspective. Would you agree?
I would have to say so, too. Yeah, no, definitely. We got a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge of the game, a lot of competitive spirits, just a good all-around group of guys. We're a little bit older, I feel like, than a normal low-A team should be or would be. But at the end of the day, I think that's beneficial for us and competing and staying in games and kind of never getting out of the fight. And I think that kind of showed this past weekend with us coming back in those three games when we were down in the late innings. And it's just fun to be a part of, for sure.
You kind of stole my next question. I wanted to ask about opening weekend and the way those games played out. I think you said it. The maturity of this team, the experience of this team showed as you guys, especially on offense, raked against that Delmarva bullpen late in the games.
No doubt. We were able to get a lot of good pitches to hit and put some good swings on them. So obviously the outcomes are awesome for us, and I hope that we continue to do that throughout the rest of the year. And I know we're going to continue to put the work in because we have a really diligent group of guys that want to get better each and every day.
Your last season at LSU that ended in a national championship, you primarily played outfield, is that right?
Correct, yeah, I played outfield for the first 4 years of my career.
And now here you are starting at second base tonight. That's where you've exclusively been so far this year. They've got you exclusively working in the infield in the Washington organization. What has that adjustment been like?
It's been awesome, you know, just learning a new part of the game. You know, I've been working with Garbs and Harry and Jaime and all the coaches down in spring training to kind of master that craft and getting better every day. It's a challenge, you know. It's learning a position like that is hard to master, and it's going to take me my entire life to do that. But at the end of the day, I'm here to do whatever the Nationals need me to do, and where they need me to play or wherever I need to go, I'll be there and be ready to go.
You mentioned earlier that maybe one thing you're struggling with is shortening your days. How do you think you can find that balance? Because if you don't find that balance, you're going to drive yourself insane doing this every single day. How do you think you can find that balance of, I'm getting everything I need to get done, I'm working really hard, but I'm also going to be okay with the work that I'm putting in?
Absolutely. No, it's a mindset thing for sure. I mean, and it'll come over time. It's obviously three games into the season. I got to kind of monitor myself in spring training and kind of keep a meter on myself when it came to work during that time, so it kind of transfers over, and it's going to get better over time, like I said. And at the end of the day, the longer the season gets, the shorter the work will get, just to stay healthy and stay present and active. So at the end of the day, that's all I care about.
What's Gavin Dugas like off the field? What are some things that you like to do, some people that you like to hang out with?
I enjoy hanging out with my roommate. I live with Mason Denenberg now, so it's been awesome hanging out with him, getting to know him a lot more. Love talking to my family, my girlfriend. Spend a lot of time on the phone with them outside of the field, just to catch up with them back home and stay present with them as well. So it's just more of a staying present with my friends and family more than anything, playing a couple of video games with all my buddies and keeping up with them as well.
At the end of the year, when 2024 is in the books, and I'm not talking stats or outcomes or numbers or anything, what would indicate a successful season for Gavin Dugas in your mind?
Staying healthy. That's my big thing, you know, just doing everything I can to mobility-wise, in the weight room, on the field, everything in the work, and that comes with it, you know, just staying healthy, fulfilling the 130-game season that we have, or however many games it is, and just outlasting it all.
Gavin Dugas on Fred Nats on Deck. The first road game of 2024 coming up next on Fred Nats on Deck.